The U.S. Navy has studied the Arctic ice for over half a century using submarines to explore changes beneath the frozen surface. As Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer reports, this invaluable data has a dual purpose.
Picture this, an unbroken landscape of white stretching beyond the horizon. Suddenly, something dark breaks through from below, pushing through a 6-foot-thick blanket of frozen seawater. In March of 1959, the USS Skate did exactly that, pushing its hatch through ice at the North Pole after having traveled 3,000 miles in and under the ice for a month.
Submarines, they adjust their buoyancy, and so that will cause them to surface. But with ice, it just takes a little more power. Then you have to end up getting a crew out, and they have to sort of get some of the ice off the vessel because there's still some of it. And if it's thick, 2 feet thick, pull out the chainsaws and the ice picks, and you go to town to clear a space for the hatch.
That's Rear Admiral Tim Gallaudet, oceanographer for the Navy and head of the Navy's Meteorology and Oceanography Command. Gallaudet is just back from ICEX, the Navy's ice camp, which happens every 2 years. This year, it's located some 200 miles north of Prudhoe Bay, where he witnessed a similar submarine exercise. He says the ice camps, which started in the late 1940s, allow the Navy and scientists to gather information on the region long before climate change became a household phrase. Research at the camps provides data for the National Ice Center, but the camps are primarily designed to assist the Navy's defense preparedness.
This is nothing new. We've done this for decades, over 65 years of Arctic operations with our submarine force. And that's what this is, a continuation of maintaining that level of proficiency. In fact, the one submarine that surfaced, it is doing a transfer from San Diego to Portsmouth, Maine, via the Arctic, because it's the fastest route.
Gallaudet's command keeps track of ice thickness because the data helps route the submarines underneath the thinnest ice so it is easier for them to surface. One aspect of thinning ice has important applications. It has changed the Navy's ability to read sonar.
And because the ice has been retreating so rapidly, it's all different now. We can now see a lot longer with our sonar, or listen is the right word. We can detect at much longer ranges at certain depths when we listen for our subs and for other submarines or activity due to some interesting oceanographic phenomena that are occurring because there's less ice.
He says the Navy has published an Arctic roadmap, a plan that addresses what the Navy needs to do to respond to new requirements now that disappearing ice is leading to more human activity in the area. He says at this time the Navy is more concerned with future military threats and the requirements to meet those threats than it is with providing ice-breaking capability for surface vessels. I'm Ellen Lockyer.